Section 1. Job Application. IELTS Practice Listening Test 3. Section 1. You will hear a man having an interview for a job in a hotel. Before you start listening, you have 30 seconds to look at questions 1 to 4.
Good morning. Please come into my office. Have a seat.
Thank you.
My name's Gloria McHale. I'm the personnel manager here. Now, which position were you interested in at our hotel?
Room service.
Look at the example question. You write room service in the space on the form. Now continue with questions 1 to 4.
Right. Before I ask about your work experience, I just need to get some details from you.
Sure.
Now, first of all, your name?
George Peters.
And what's your date of birth, Mr. Peters?
The 17th of September, 1986.
Right. And where do you live?
Well, I've been looking around for alternative accommodation, but at the moment I'm living with my parents in Wyndham. That's at 23 Addison Road, Wyndham.
How do you spell Addison?
It's A-D-D-I-S-O-N.
Thanks. And your phone number?
It's 5298-3406.
Right. Now, I'd like to ask you a few questions about your employment background. Have you worked in a hotel before or done anything in the hospitality industry?
I haven't actually worked in a hotel before, but I've worked in a couple of places as a waiter.
Oh, good.
Also, at the moment, I'm doing a course.
Oh, what course are you doing?
A diploma in hospitality and tourist management. I'm in second year.
That's good to hear. Oh, by the way, we have quite a few international guests staying here. Do you speak any foreign languages?
I did French at high school, and I'm studying Korean as part of my diploma course.
And how well do you speak those languages?
Well, I can have a simple conversation in French, but my Korean's still fairly basic. Though I think it'd come in handy with room service.
Good.
You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 5 to 10.
Well, I've asked you a number of questions. Now I wonder if there's anything you'd like to know about the position or about the hotel.
Could you tell me what the duties are of doing room service? I mean, I've got a vague idea, but it'd be good to know exactly what it involves.
Yes, of course. Well, firstly, if a hotel guest orders food or drinks, you have to take them to their room. So in that sense, it's similar to being a waiter. However, unlike a waiter, you don't take their orders. The kitchen staff does that by phone.
Right.
If you're on afternoon shift, you also have to take the newspapers to the guests who've ordered them. But if you're on the morning shift, it's done by the porter.
Right.
What else? If a guest calls to say there's a problem with some of the equipment in the room, if it's something simple like one of the light bulbs has blown, then you replace it. But if it's something more complex, say if the TV isn't working, you leave that to the technical staff. Oh no, sorry, there's been a change in that. In fact, now all electrical work has to be done by the technical staff. It's an occupational health and safety issue.
I see. Better be safe than sorry, I suppose.
Yes. You don't have to do any of the cleaning, but you'd be responsible for making sure the fridges have the right amount of drinks and snacks in them. There are a few other duties, but basically room service plays an important role in maintaining guest satisfaction, and so a friendly attitude and efficiency are what's required.
Oh, that goes without saying. Could I ask about the pay and conditions?
Of course. The pay is $18 per hour and $23 per hour between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m, as well as on Sundays.
Right. And what kind of facilities are provided by the hotel? For instance, I assume there's a uniform to wear?
Yes, the hotel provides the uniform. However, you'd have to supply your own white shirts and you'd be responsible for keeping the uniform clean.
What about transport? Like, if we finish a shift around midnight, does the hotel pay for taxi fares to get back home?
We used to do that, but now instead we allow staff to park for free on the premises. It can be very hard finding a parking space on the street around this area.
Yeah, I had trouble getting a spot when I came here today.
Yes, it's a busy area. I might just add that we pride ourselves on having a well-trained staff, so it's a good thing that you're doing your diploma.
Yes, it's been a very interesting course so far.
Good. Oh, one other thing. We also pay for medical insurance for all our employees as an extra incentive for working with us.
Oh, that's good.
Right. Well, I think that's all then. I'll give you a call later in the week and we can talk further.
Well, thank you very much.
That is the end of Section 1. You now have 30 seconds to complete your answers.